Shavuot Tov, Gedvach. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer, Brooklyn, New York. Tonight, I would like to do a little bit of an extended 10 to 10. I would like to share first something, Le'ilu Nishmas Lezecher, Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and then share a brief idea also, which is still connected to Purim. So let's begin. Rabbi Chaim writes in his Sefer Taima Dekra a point of note in the Megillah, and that is, Pasuk says, So when Achashverosh is apprised of the fact that Haman is the bad guy, Mordechai is the good guy, Mordechai should be saved, Haman should be killed, so the very gallows that Haman had already prepared, they're available and they're ready for use, and they're in Haman's house, and you can use them to hang Haman himself. So Reb Chaim asked the question, why does the Pasuk say that the tree, the gallows, the wood, which was available for hanging Haman, is omed beveis Haman. It is in his house. It should say it's in his chatzer. It's in his yard, not in his house per se. I mean, this was a 50 amma gallows, which means, minimally speaking, it's 100 to 150 feet high. So these had to be very, very tall ceilings. Very tall. And second of all, even if he had such a mansion with 100 to 150 feet minimum tall ceilings, who would put that in their house? What does the Megillah mean when the Pasuk says, Omed Beveis Haman? So according to simple pshat, Beveis Haman doesn't really mean the mamish, the house of Haman. It means on his property. It means his, you know, his general residence. It doesn't mean in the actual structure. That's a simple pshat. However, Reb Chaim says that here we see something hinting to something which is recorded in the Yalkut. And the Yalkut says that originally, when Haman was seeking the raw material for his gallows, Haman hayamivakesh korah shel nun amma. He was looking for a beam 50 amos tall in measurement, and he couldn't find any. However, when he went to his own home, he found that in the structure of his house, besoch beso, there was a beam 50 amos long. And what did he do? He destroyed the colonnade in his house, the very structure of his home, in order to remove this wooden beam that could be used for the gallows for Mordechai. And from here we see the intensity and the power of the hatred that Haman had for Mordechai and everything that Mordechai represented, that he was willing to be machriv his own bias, to destroy the very structure of his own home in order to hang Mordechai. So says Reb Chaim. And I think that there is a very powerful message over here, that we see the extent to which people are willing to go in order to realize their dreams of hatred and envy and jealousy and enmity and resentment and anger. They're even willing to sacrifice and destroy their own property, sometimes even their own well-being. And this is what Haman was. He was willing to destroy the structure of his own home just to get Mordechai. And it seems to me, therefore, that there's an extraordinary v'nahafochu. If the whole message of the Megillah is v'nahafochu, that things can go from one to the other and flip on a dime, then maybe there is a challenge of here v'nahafochu. If Haman was willing to destroy his property and sacrifice his own self, sacrifice his own material wealth in order to destroy, in order to achieve hatred, in order to create death and destruction, then we should do v'nahafochu. We should do what we can in order to go into our property and be willing to sacrifice our own material wealth for the purpose of doing good for another Jew, for the purpose of achieving goodwill with another, for the purpose of raising up and rising other individuals. That would be the greatest v'nahafochu of the Megillah. If Haman was willing to destroy, sacrifice his own property to achieve death and destruction, then v'nahafochu, we must be willing to sacrifice our own property in order to create goodness, well-being, kindness, and achieve greater acts of chesed and klal Yisrael. And perhaps this is part of the legacy, the great legacy, which not for me to capture, but perhaps this is part of the great legacy of Reb Chaim that we should all hold on to do what we can, even if it means creating some measure of sacrifice in our lives to achieve greater chesed and greater ahava and greater achas. Achdus in Klal Yisrael. And now I want to shift attention here for a moment and talk about another theme in the Megillah. And this is the theme of Achrayus, of responsibility. And the notion of responsibility in Yahadus is summed up by Divrei Chazal, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zel Azeh. Every single Jew is responsible for every other Jew. So what does this mean to be responsible for one another? Arvus, Arevus, Kol Yisrael Arevim. So on one level it means that you have somebody in need and you have somebody who can fill that need. So I can help you, you can help me. I feel a response, I meet my sense of responsibility and I help you. But you remain where you are and I remain there where I am, and never the twain shall meet. Let's think about this in the context of the Megillah, the Mitzvah Matanos Levyonim. On Purim, everybody, many people are out sticking out their hands in need, and we see these people, they come to our homes, they knock on our doors, and we give them a nickel, a dime, $100, $1,000, but that's it. There's no relationship. I help you, you need, and that's it. You move on. You move on, I move on. There is no sense of relationship that has been established, anything more and over and above the fact that I have meet and that I have met and fulfilled my responsibility. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zel Azeh on those most minimal level. But there's another layer to this. And the second layer of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zel Azeh is to understand that we are all mi'urav, from the Lashon of like taroves. We're all mixed up. We are all part of it together. And when I say that we're all part of it together, it means that we realize that we are all necessary for one another, that we are dependent on one another and interdependent on one another. I need you and you need me. Not simply that you come to my door and I can help you. No, I need you and you need me. The mitzvah of Mishloach, and this corresponds to the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. The mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, as opposed to Matanos Levyonim, is Ish L'Re'ehu, a person with their reya, with their friend, with their neighbor. It implies that there's some measure of relationship here. And according to, it's not just that, you know, I give you and I never see you again. There's a relationship here. There's some measure of interdependence, to the extent that according to one day on the halacha, that if I give you mishloach manos and you refuse to accept the mishloach manos, I have not fulfilled my mitzvah. I, the giver, am dependent upon you, the receiver. And you, the giver, are dependent on me, the receiver. The mitzvah of mishloach manos, according to this view, reflects the notion of interdependency. I need you, and you need me. We are all in it together. This is the notion, as we are, I'm sure, well aware of davening in a minyan, as a kahal, as a group. Because each member of the group, as we stand before Hashem, and we plead our case to the Ribbono Shel Olam for X, Y, Z, so none of us are perfect. And therefore, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu scrutinizes me, he'll see that I'm only 75% of what I should be, or 25% of what I should be, or 95% of what I should be. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges me on that ratio, properly so. But if we come together as a community, if we come together as a tzibur, then each member of the tzibur is filling the deficiency that the other member of the tzibur doesn't have. And the other member of the tzibur is fulfilling the deficiency that the first member of the tzibur is missing. We are all in it together, and we are dependent upon one another. And this is reflected in the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zel Azeh, the achrayus, the notion of responsibility, is more than just, I met my responsibility by giving something to somebody in need. No, it's an understanding that we are all tarovis, we're all mixed together, we're all in it together, we are dependent on one another. And that recognition that each of us has something to offer and we need one another is what ultimately creates that greater sense of goodness and wholeness. But yet, there is one additional level. And for this, we have to understand Kol Yisrael Arevim Zel Azeh in its halachic context. What is the halachic context of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zel Azeh? So we know that in order for one person to, let's say Kiddush for another person, or make a bracha for another person, or read Megillah for another person, the only person who can do that is somebody who's chayav in the mitzvah. If you're not chayav in the mitzvah, you cannot do it for me. So, for example, a goy cannot say Kiddush for me, because a goy is not chayav in the mitzvah. If you're not chayav in the mitzvah, then you cannot do the mitzvah on my behalf or for me, and I cannot fulfill it through you. Only somebody who is chayav in the mitzvah, somebody who has the obligation in the mitzvah, can do it for another person. So that seems somewhat self-evident. But let's say, I already made Kiddush on Shabbos, I already read Megillah, I already made my Birchas HaMitzvah. I have fulfilled and executed my responsibility. So I'm no longer chayav in the mitzvah. So how can I now say the bracha for you? How can I read Megillah for you? How can I say Kiddush for you? I am no longer chayav. And only somebody who is obligated in a mitzvah can help another person to fulfill their obligation. So how can I do it for you if I've already fulfilled my mitzvah? The Gemara says, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, because we're all responsible for one another. So what does that mean in this context? The word Arev, according to some Rishonim, means simply the following. Arev should be understood, Kol Yisrael Arevim should be understood in its most literal term. And that is, an Arev is a guarantor. So if I go to a bank and I want to borrow $200,000, you know, to buy my house, and I don't have, good enough credit, so I get a guarantor to co-sign on the loan, and if I default on my payments to the bank will go to my guarantor, and my guarantor will be responsible to pay for it. This is the meaning of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, that we are all, in a certain sense, guarantors for one another. And if my neighbor needs help in fulfilling their mitzvah obligation, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, can come, and they can't do it, then they can come to me and collect that chov, collect that obligation for me, because my neighbor's obligation now falls on to me. Just like if I can't pay the loan to the bank, so then the bank now goes to my guarantor and collects the loan from the guarantor. We are all, when it comes to mitzvahs, guarantors for one another. And thus, if one person needs help to fulfill their mitzvah, the other person can do it for them. Because even though I've already fulfilled my mitzvah, no, as long as there's a Jew who is in need of their mitzvah fulfillment, my mitzvah is thus incomplete. Because as the guarantor, I am not helping him to do their mitzvah. I am actually fulfilling my own obligation. It is my mitzvah. The bank is coming to me to collect the loan because I have made myself a guarantor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made us all guarantors for one another. What is the message of this somewhat abstract halachic concept? The message here is Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh means that when I help another Jew, I'm not really helping them, I'm really helping myself. I have an understanding that when I help my neighbor, it's not I'm helping them, they're over there, and I'm over here, and I help them. Or even understanding that we're all in it together, and they have something to offer me, and I have something to offer them. Both of those constructs are based on the premise that you are your independent person, and I am my independent person, and when we can help each other for one reason or another, we do so. But this final construct makes it clear that the deepest, most profound understanding of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh is to understand that when I am helping another Jew, it's really helping me. Because I, as the guarantor, it's me, it's my responsibility. I am discharging my obligation. And this is true on a machshava level, that when I hear and see and understand and made aware of another Jew in need and pain and suffering and distress, it's my pain, it's my suffering, it's my distress. And when I help them, I'm not just relieving their pain, I'm relieving my pain. I think we probably have all maybe have heard a famous story, I believe, said about Rav Moshe Feinstein, that he was once going to the doctor with his Rebbetzin. Her feet were hurting. She went to a podiatrist, and the physician said, "What's wrong?" And he responded, "Our feet hurt." It's his wife's feet, not his feet. Because when a person feels that sense of intimacy with another person, when they're in pain, I'm in pain. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, Achrayus, responsibility in Yahadus means I'm not helping you over there. When I help you over there, I'm helping myself because it's my pain, it's my suffering, it's my distress as well. And this is the third thing in Purim, in the Megillah. When Mordechai says to Esther, "Al tidami b'nafsheich," don't run away to the palace. You don't think you can run away to the palace of the king and save your own self. Because if you are indeed silent and deaf to the needs of Klal Yisrael, salvation will come from somewhere else. But atu beis avich tovedu, you and your family will be lost forever. What's Mordechai telling Esther? Say, don't help Klal Yisrael because they need your help. Because you're going to help these downtrodden people, and you're ensconced in the safety of the palace. Help Klal Yisrael, because what it means to have a chrayus and responsibility of Klal Yisrael is to help yourself. Ki at uveis avich tovedu, you and your family will ultimately be lost. You're not helping Klal Yisrael to help them. Help them to help yourself. This is the meaning of a chrayus. This is the meaning of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh. And it seems to me that if there is one message that we can take from the Megillah and from Purim that we should try to inculcate on a day-to-day basis, is this very message of personal responsibility, We're there, we're in it for one another, on the deepest level, to feel each other's pain, to feel each other's suffering. HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the blessing that we are always able to feel the pain, to be in the position of feeling the pain of another and help them out, rather than others feeling our pain and needing to help us out. Good Vach, Shavua Tov to all.